Joining us this morning from Five Star Real Estate is Sarah Lilly. Good morning, Sarah. Happy to have you back. How are you this morning?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Doing very well. So we're talking about, like we do every week, on the home buying process and looking for homes and what matters and what doesn't matter. You know, and there could be so many things that go into what matters and what doesn't matter when looking for your home. So what would you say does matter when you look for a home?
Well, you know, when I have a lot of buyers start looking, especially if it's their first home, they're going to have a list of things that they want in their home and a list of things that they don't want. But many buyers will fall prey to just looking at the surface of the home. So they might get distracted by paint colors they don't care for, or old wallpaper, or bad carpeting. All of those things are cosmetic, and I really try to get my buyers to see past those items, because those are the items with just a little bit of elbow grease we can take care of. And other buyers might not take that home because of that reason, and you might find a good opportunity.
Yeah, and get a great deal.
Yeah, so those cosmetic issues are really the things that I want people to try to look past and visualize the home with their furnishings, their paint colors, and then try to determine if they'd like their home. The more major issues are the ones that we want to really think about. And those are sometimes issues that we don't find until we have our home inspection. And that's why it's so important to have a home inspection. You know, we might have a seller's disclosure that says it's an older roof. Mm-hmm. And so we know, you know, over the next 5 years, we might need to invest in a new roof. But there might be a lot of things that we won't find until we have our home inspection. And so then we really want to take into consideration, you know, do we want to ask the sellers to fix it? Do we want to be prepared to fix it ourselves? You know, maybe ask for a price decrease, or you do have the opportunity to end the contract at that point if you're no longer comfortable. And that's why the home inspection is so important.
You know, it's funny that you bring up cosmetic things. I was helping my cousin move into his house with his fiance recently, and this place, I mean, it's the 70s Anchorman house. I mean, there's red carpet, there's orange sinks in the kitchen. I mean, there's so many issues, but again, they're putting in all that work, they're repainting, they're doing all these things, and they got a great deal because most people wouldn't want to buy that house because they didn't want to do all that work.
And you do have to decide whether or not you're willing to do a little bit of work, or, you know, or if you're busy and you don't have time for that, then you might want a little bit more of a move-in ready type home. So it really needs to fit your needs, but I just really encourage my buyers to try to see the bigger picture.
What are some of the things, when you talk about like taking carpet out or even just painting wallpaper stuff down, most people can do that.
Yes.
But what's a huge major repair? You talked about the roofs. What are some other things you would say you might want to get a contractor for this?
That's important. Or if we have any type of foundation issues, we want to get those checked out because that can cause structural problems with the home. You know, if we have any types of mold, we want to make sure that those are looked at professionally to make sure it's not a harmful mold.
Mold is nasty.
Yeah. So, and it can a lot of times easily be taken care of. We just want to make sure that it's not harmful. And that's the times that we want to have experts come in.
I understand. Yeah. When I lived in Joliet, over the summer, there was mold that we found in the basement of the home that I was living in, and it's just, all right, I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah.
We're getting somebody else to come in and take care of it. It's
yeah,
really,
and most
really nasty.
Times it's not harmful, but you never know. And there's cases where it is harmful, and you want to make sure it was taken care of properly.
So then what is the difference between knowing from a major issue to a minor issue from an inspection that you might get?
You know, and that's where your inspector is going to come in. He's going to really help you. He or she is going to help you understand that. And a lot of times he's going to be able to tell you what's involved to fix it and what the cost might be.
Okay.
And so that's really where it's going to come. How much are you willing to invest? You know, if you need a new furnace, that's about $2,500, depending on exactly what furnace you get. Are you willing to invest that into the home? And so most of those things, we're going to be able to talk with the home inspector and really talk about what the cost is going to be. And if there's something that is a little bit more of an expertise area, then you can bring in any people you want during your home inspection. You can bring in a roofer, you can bring in an electrician if it's an older home, any expert you want to, and they'll be able to help you really understand what you're buying before you buy it.
Once again, we're speaking with Sarah Lilly from Five Star Real Estate. And like we do every week, we've got a new listing that you want to talk about. And is this one that needs some cosmetic things updated, or how does this one look?
It does not. They have done a wonderful job of updating it. So this is over on Midway, 667 Midway, which is right off of South Shore, about halfway down. Really cute house. They have done so much work to it. They added a bathroom into the master suite, so now it's a two full bathroom, three bedroom. They redid the kitchen. They have granite countertops. They have all new appliances. It's a really cute little house, and it's only listed at $109,000.
So no orange sinks.
No orange sinks. They have done an awesome job. They put on a new roof. The windows are all new. So for somebody that doesn't have a huge budget but doesn't want to do a lot of work to their house, this might be a perfect house for them.
All right, Sarah, how can people reach you if they're interested or they want to find more information about you to look at other homes?
They can call me directly at 616-422 800-273-5442, or they can always visit my website at saralilly.com.
All right. She's Sarah Lilly from Five Star Real Estate. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.